And I'm with the Chinese Historical Society. Today is October the 16th, 1981, and I'm interviewing Mr. Bill Young. Mr. Young, you were born in Los Angeles, right? Now, where were you born?
Right, on 212 Ferguson Alley.
212 Ferguson Alley.
212.
Oh, 212, I'm sorry. The now, that was between what streets and what streets?
Between Los Angeles and Alameda.
Between Los Angeles and Alameda Streets. Were they all families there?
A lot of family there. Uh-huh. They had the Wong family. Mm-hmm. They had a couple of Wong family. Uh-huh. And then they have two Wong family. And our family. Uh-huh. And the Fong family.
Oh, the Fong.
The Fong is around Los Angeles, around the corner.
Uh-huh. So there were about four families.
Four families there.
Now, when were you born? What year?
August the 4th.
I mean, what year was that?
1910.
1910. So there were about just four families on your street then.
Yeah, that's about right.
So how many brothers and sisters were there in your family?
Six.
Six brothers or?
No, altogether six. Altogether. Four brothers and two sisters.
I see. So the your parents, both of them came from China? Were born in China?
Yeah. Both born in China.
Now, are they from, which part of China are they from?
Guangdong.
Yeah, but which part of Guangdong? Are you people, say, you know, like Zhongshan or... Huaishan or... Oh, you can't remember, that's all right. Did your father?
Huaiping, I think.
Oh, Huaiping, okay.
Huaiping, Chekang, or something like
that. I
see. I don't know much about that.
So, you grew up the whole time in Los Angeles?
In Los Angeles.
Right on this Ferguson Alley?
Yeah, right.
Okay, so what was it like growing up there? Did you have a lot of, a lot of play time, or?
No. I went out to work. This is about 12, 13 year old.
Is that right?
Yeah, at that time, you didn't have no chance to go to school. And
did you folks go to school though?
Yeah, grammar school, but you know, at that time, you had no chance, even when you graduate from college or high school, you had no chance to get a job.
Uh-huh. So
every opportunity you get, you grab for a job. You know?
I see. Well, was your father in business here?
He was an herbalist.
He was. Was he one of the, there were quite a few herbalists in Los Angeles.
Yeah, he was an herbalist, Hong Wong, what we call it.
Where was that located?
It's right on top of the alley there, I told you. That
oh,
where the,
oh, you yeah. were born above.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So the store was?
No, the store below, uh-huh. The living quarters in the back.
Oh, in the back, well, what's above then?
Huh?
What was above the store?
Bachelor, room, that's all.
Oh, the sanjai?
Yeah, that's all.
I see.
That's all there is upstairs.
Was it, you know, rather common for the Chinese families then to have their living quarters behind the store?
Yeah, they do. The one that have a family.
Uh-huh.
The one that haven't got a family, sanjai, they live upstairs.
I see.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And most of them is a farmer or they're working a domestic job mm-hmm. to go back there and sleep. Just a rooming house, just uh-huh. a room, that's all. It's not a labyrinth, you know. Maybe one restroom out of the old floor.
Uh-huh.
A place where you can cook a little bit, you want to cook. See?
So there was like a communal kitchen.
Yeah, that's right.
And bathroom upstairs.
Yes. Yeah.
So.
I thought they even have a bathroom.
They
have a toilet and all that, but no place where you take a bath.
Where did they take a bath?
Well, you got to take it in the own room with a bucket of water, so.
Oh.
There's no such thing as a electric light in those days, gas light.
When you were growing up.
Yeah, it's gas.
So when did electricity come in?
Oh, it came in the late 20s.
That long?
Yeah.
So was there any place where they could go, say, for, you know, a bath?
Oh, yeah,
like
they got a bathhouse on the plaza there, near the plaza. It's run by the Japanese families.
Uh-huh.
They got quite a few Japanese family around there. I mean, not the family. They work there, but they don't live there, see?
Mm-hmm.
They either got a bathhouse, and they got a barber shop in front, a bathhouse in the back.
Oh, so did the Chinese go there?
Yeah, some of them, they got maybe about six, seven tubs. You rent one tub,
mm-hmm.
hot water maybe for 25 cents or 15 cents, whatever you charge.
Mm-hmm.
You get a towel and you get the soap and all that.
Oh, So how about your family? Did you have a bath?
No, no, we didn't have no bath.
So how did you?
They got a tub too. You got to use a tub.
You used a
there's no such thing as hot water. You got to boil your own water.
So you had to. So you had to use a tub.
Yeah.
That your mother drags out into the kitchen.
Yeah, or something. You got to take it the best way you can.
I see. Okay, so your father, was he trained in China to be an herbalist?
Herbalist. Well, what do you call it? Mine bo. You know what I mean? You know what bo is?
No. What's bo?
You know, he sell medicine.
Uh-huh.
To he teach kung fu, all that.
Uh-huh.
He hurt you and then he heal you. He use that medicine, what he sell to heal you.
Oh, I see.
That's what they call mine bo.
Uh-huh.
You know, they go from village to village, you sell it.
Oh. So did he, how old was your father when he came here?
Oh, maybe about, I don't know, some people tell me he's a lot older, but they can't, they have a quota, you know, they have a certain age group you can come over with. But some people say he's 4 or 5 years older than he really is.
Oh, so when did your father come then?
Oh, maybe 1900, around then.
About 1900?
Yeah. He was up to San Francisco, that fire, when they had it in 1906.
Oh, well, he settled in San Francisco first.
Yeah. Portland, Oregon.
Oh.
And then he went to San Francisco.
So he stayed in Portland first.
Yeah.
And then in San Francisco. So he was in this country.
Oh, long about 70, 80 years. It was
before he brought your mother here?
Yeah.
Or did he meet
you? He met my mother in San Francisco.
Oh, met your mother in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Was your mother born here?
No, she was born in China.
I see. So they came down to Los Angeles then.
Yeah, you're right.
So how did he happen to meet your mother?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
So did both of your parents work in the the drugstore itself then?
Yeah, my dad did.
My
mom never did work.
So where did your dad get most of his drugs from? How did he get
them? He sent them from China, you know.
Uh-huh.
That's why I told you, down Ever Plaza Street, we have another drug store. We're part owner of it.
Oh, I see.
When they get the drug, we get the drug from them.
Uh-huh.
See, the drug store down Montessor Street is owned by quite a few share people, see?
Uh-huh.
They have another drug store.
I see. And then how about your drugstore? Was it just your own family?
Yeah, family as well.
It wasn't,
no.
You didn't have shareholders?
No,
anything
no
like
shareholders.
That. Mm. So did your father then also, besides, selling the herbs, was there also, somebody there to prescribe,
he do his own.
I mean, he examined the person?
Well, he examined. He's a doctor, the herb doctor.
Oh, he's an herb doctor. He just didn't just sell.
No.
He was also the herb doctor. Right.
Or broken hand or broken. He uh-huh. repaired a lot of that.
Yeah. Oh, that was really helpful in your family.
Yeah. Don't say.
Yeah. Well, let's see. So, did your whole family then attended school up to the to grammar school?
Up to grammar school, and then the same doctor too. They call a that time. They call a doctor, but they had midwife.
Oh.
Midwife, they the one that brought up the children. And then a doctor come, okay.
Oh, I see. So when you people were born, you were born by in the house.
Yeah, in the house.
With a midwife.
Yeah, it's no such thing as going to the hospital.
Right. Well, who was the midwife? Was it a Chinese?
Miss Li Wong, I think. See, they got different one,
Uh-huh.
And then afterward, Dr. Billy, come and check them.
I see. So it was Caucasian doctor.
Yeah. After I was born.
Oh, I see. Yeah. So then, now who named you? Your whole family has
American
names.
I guess a doctor or somebody. My dad and ma don't speak English.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So they must be the doctor.
So when they called you by name, did they call you by your Chinese name or your?
They called me by my Chinese name.
Uh-huh. But not your.
Not my American name. But when I go to school, I use my American name.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, did your brothers all have the same kind of a character in their names?
They got the middle name.
Uh-huh.
Wing Lima.
Wing.
Yeah, Wing is a middle name.
How about your sisters?
Well,
So Yok is the common name.
Yeah.
I see. So did any of your brothers and sisters go beyond grammar school? Did they all?
Oh yeah,
I think all
my brothers they went to high school. And all that.
How about you?
No, I didn't.
You were the oldest.
I'm not the oldest one.
Oh, I see.
Frank, my other brother.
Oh, so the older ones couldn't finish school?
No, I was the one that ran away from home.
Oh, you were the one
that ran away. I was a bad boy of the family. I was the one that ran away.
How old were you when you ran away?
I didn't run away, but you know, I went to Salinas 1925. I was 15, 14 or 15.
Yeah.
Went up there.
How did you, what?
I was driving a truck then.
You were?
Yeah.
How did you happen to come by driving a truck?
Oh, the produce market. I was down in the produce market, working in the produce market.
Then I got
a job driving a truck.
I see. Were you working? You said you started working at 12.
Yeah, 12. Down
so
market.
Was it? Were you still going to school at the time?
Yeah,
you just
still going to school. My dad got a grocery store that time too.
Oh, I see. So then you went down to the produce market.
No, the produce market, and I worked on my dad's store too.
So who did you work for down at the produce market?
Anybody can get a job. There's no such thing as you steady job. You look at you get a job.
So how much were you paid?
You don't get too much. Two bits an hour.
25 cents an hour.
Yeah, that's all.
Did you work after school then?
Yeah, we're supposed to go to Chinese school, but you can't.
That was what I was going to ask.
Yeah, we did go for a little while, but.
All six of you kids went to Chinese school?
Yeah.
Just
part time.
Do you remember which school it was or who your teacher was?
That's Liang Jiang Shim. Gilbert Leung.
Gilbert Leung's mother?
Yeah, mother.
So you just went for a short time?
Yes, for a short time.
So what did
you get tired of beating me, so. I'm like an elephant. She's like an elephant.
So then you ran away at 15 up to Salinas. How did you happen to choose Salinas?
Well, that's what the company I worked for went up there.
Uh-huh. You mean down the produce company down here?
Yeah, there used to be a packing house down on there. They moved up there, so I went up with them.
Was it a Chinese packing house? What was the name? Thomas
Chi Chung.
Thomas Chi Chung.
That's Mei Wang and Su Hu family. One of the brother married one of the Su Hu family.
Mm-hmm. So they, what kind of produce were they?
Well, they was a packer, you know, they were packing lettuce.
Uh-huh.
The dry pack, they ship them back east, mm-hmm. They ship them down here.
So then you went up to Salinas.
Yeah, then I drove a truck from Salinas down to here. The first year they had lettuce come out of Salinas Valley, 1927.
Mm-hmm. That's the first time they had lettuce
They come out from Salinas.
Was it Chinese grown or other?
No, it's a Japanese farmer. They got all different farm up there,
mm-hmm.
but this Thomas Chi Chung was packing it for them.
I see.
And then bringing it down, shipping down here.
Oh. So so how long did you work there?
Oh, I went up there about all the way up to about 36.
So you were.
Off and on, not up Salinas. I was down Imperial Valley too.
Uh-huh.
I was hauling from Imperial to San Francisco.
You were driving?
Yeah, driving.
For the Thomas?
No, that was a different outfit then.
I see, you were
driving. See, Thomas Chung is just mostly local stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But then I worked for a Japanese fellow.
Mm-hmm.
They had a big truck there.
Mm-hmm.
And I was driving from there. At that time, where were a few Oriental drivers?
Because that was what I was wondering. They didn't have any kind of Chinese trucking firm, so to speak.
Well, they had, but not.
They did.
Yeah, they had in Bakersfield.
Hmm.
They had some in Bakersfield, but
uh-huh.
it's not too many. I mean, long distance. Maybe from Bakersfield to here, that's all. The one we had, we could go to Sacramento, Stockton, and San Francisco and Oakland. In fact, I went through there before the Bay Bridge, the bridge was built.
And that was in the early 30s.
Yeah, we used to go through in the ferry from Oakland to San Francisco.
No.
And they won't let us go into the ferry unless everybody's clear. We have to go in the middle of the ramp because the load was too heavy.
Right, yeah. So that was the Japanese firm that you were working with. Were there very many Japanese firms working
in
the trucking?
Yeah, but they didn't have much Japanese drivers.
Oh, I see.
at that time. In fact, I hauled dynamite to build Boulder Dam.
For what kind of company was that?
When I'm making a Boulder Dam, I was hauling dynamite.
Uh-huh.
That time I was hauling for, let's see, Robert Wong. I was hauling for him. That's another Chinese kid that had some trouble.
He was operating out of Los Angeles?
Yeah, out of Los Angeles.
That's interesting. So how long were you there on that job then?
About a couple of years.
A couple of years?
Yeah.
So did you come back to Los Angeles then too?
No. I traveled all over.
Where did you go?
Did
you go to different parts of the United States?
Yeah, then I was a seaman on a Grace Line.
There
Panama and New York, on a freighter.
Uh-huh.
I was on there in 1932.
Uh-huh.
So it was all phenomenal, like all different jobs.
That sounds really interesting. You know, you had all these, different places to see. Now, did you ever have any difficulties going anywhere in your jobs?
You mean prejudice?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
No, we never did have too much. Except going down to Imperial, that time was kind of leery, because all the sign in the restaurant, in front of the restaurant door there, they say no colored people.
Now, what made you so leery about that then?
Well, I figured I was a minority group too.
Uh-huh.
I don't mean they. I thought it was just for the black people. I figured
mm-hmm.
for any race,
yeah,
you know,
right.
This color we were supposed
uh-huh.
to be colored too.
Yeah.
You
know?
It was supposed to be the yellow race.
So were you ever
No, never
weren't
did.
Weren't refused service
no,
or anything
did.
Like that?
But most of the place down there run by Chinese, the cook is Chinese.
Which place? I mean...
The restaurant, most
I mean
of the restaurant.
Around,
yeah,
which,
around Imperial, all the way
around Imperial.
Then I say, if they can cook, then why can't I go in and eat? You know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
So I went in.
Uh-huh.
But they won't serve the colored people.
Did you know any of those cooks after a while?
Well, you never eat in the same place all the time. Sometimes you do, but you never have a chance to talk to them too much.
Uh-huh. So was most of the produce down there grown by Japanese or...
Japanese, Chinese, and
Chinese?
Yeah. Louis produce was down there. It was down in India.
Is this the Louis produce you're talking about that's up here?
Yeah. The grandfather was taking care of.
They had a produce store down in India.
No, they had a ranch.
Oh, they had a ranch.
Yeah, they had a couple of ranch.
Uh-huh.
They was growing tomato, onion, all that stuff. And now it's going on to haul it up here.
Oh. Now, where do all the Chinese vegetables, where are all these grown? You know, like the bok choy and all those?
Mostly down in San Diego now, see.
Okay, but when you were doing it, where...
Well, no, they didn't have those.
They didn't have bok choy and things like that?
No, it's not grown by... We're a few, local.
It just...
Just local around here, see? Around Compton, around... All around... Gavanza, all around the small town here.
Mm-hmm.
It was grown around here.
Then
a few come off from Imperial.
Uh-huh.
Few. See, it's not too much.
So when were the... The Chinese growing, things down in Imperial.
This stuff, I think, is after the war.
After
war too.
I see. Not.
No, before they didn't have. They didn't grow too much down there.
Oh. So when did you come back to Los Angeles to live then?
No, I came back. I came back around about 37, 38, and I started wholesale meat plants.
Oh, the.
Central meat company.
Oh, that's what you went into?
Yeah.
The Los Angeles, old Chinatown area was just being raised at that time.
They started moving up to the new Chinatown at that time.
I see. So where was your market then? Your wholesale?
Down here. Down 10th and San Pedro. We never was in a Chinatown.
I see. Were there certain laws that you had down there too?
No, we never had no trade with the Chinese.
Oh, I see. So when you went into business, was it for your own company or with your
with a couple of partners.
Uh-huh. So what made you go into the wholesale meat business?
Well, I know something about meat, so I figured
I thought you were in produce.
Yeah, produce too, but I know something. I used to work for my dad after school. I told you I worked on a grocery store.
So your dad was also selling meat?
No, she they got some meat, you know, but he don't run it. He hired somebody else to run it. Then after school, we go down there and help out. After school.
I see. Yeah. So that's how your whole life went, was after school you had to go and help.
Yeah. Then all the brothers have to help.
But all of your brothers and sisters, they graduated from high school?
Yeah,
I think the younger ones or what?
The younger one.
Did anybody graduate from college? And are all your brothers still living in this same area? Now, I understand that you're... let me finish with the wholesale meat. Now, was that a pretty good business for the Chinese to be in?
Yeah. Well, any kind of business, you can make a success out of it.
Yeah.
It's up to you, It's not the idea how good it is, it's how good it is itself. How you accomplish this all. If you have a business, you run it down, it's no good then.
Were there many Chinese...
a lot of Chinese wholesale meat.
I understand that most of the Chinese who are, say, from Gaogong are...
Yeah, Gaogong meat, yeah.
So whatever made you go into competition with Gaogong?
The kid that was born and raised there, they don't care where they come from.
I see.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They mix up anyways. Yeah?
Uh-huh.
So long they get along together, that's all. Uh-huh. To go into business. Uh-huh. Don't have to be one group that have to go into business,
Uh-huh.
So long you're a good mixer, that's all I have, that's all I take.
Yeah.
So long you get along, that's all.
Well, you really had the wanderlust before you went into the meat business. So did you ever go back out to sea again after that?
No.
So most of your travels were in the United States. Or down to Panama.
Yeah.
You didn't go off to
Europe,
anything like that.
I don't care.
Yeah.
It's sure funny.
Yeah. I understand that your father knew Xun Zhongshan.
Sun Yat-sen.
How did he come to know
Sun
Yat-sen?
Well, I don't want to say it, Quick out, Yan Qi Yilong, I see. Yan Qi Yilong, I see.
No. Okay.
See, before,
I see.
And then I think my father group was Ji Gong Hong. That financed him to go back to China to start the Ji Gong Tong or some kind of a... But he didn't do it. He started his own. That's why my dad never get along with him.
Who's him? Mean...
Sun Yat-sen.
Oh,
yeah.
Sun Yat-sen.
Yeah. They were supposed to see my father belong to a certain club. They call it Ji Gong Tong Bunch, So they financed him, going back to... But he started his own.
He started his own tong instead.
Yeah.
Which tong?
Not tong. His own what do you call it, the Republic of China.
Uh-huh.
He started that instead.
I see.
So I don't know how do you work it. That's why I asked you to talk to George. He know more about it.
George.
George Jung, the one I tell you about.
He
know more about it than I do, because he is that know my dad pretty well.
I see.
That's why a lot of letter I never kept. In fact, none of us kept in the letter from Dr. Sun Yat-sen.
Why is that?
I know that that time we were a bunch of kids, everything we see. When we move out of China, they just throw everything away.
Yeah. Well, then did your dad then finally, got along better with Sun Yat-sen then?
I don't know. I don't think he did. I think he wrote him a few times, I think.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
What was the idea of Ji Gong Tong then?
I don't know what the heck it is. That time I was too young to know those things.
Uh-huh.
They never told us anything about it.
I see. So did Sun Yat-sen come to your house?
Yeah. That was before we were a little kid.
Uh-huh.
We don't know anything about it,
father?
He went back then in, I think 1911 he went back to China, I think.
Uh-huh.
Sun Yat-sen.
Right.
And I was just born.
That's right.
So how do I know anything about it?
Your father never talked about it.
Never talk about it.
But is there still a Ji Gong Tong here?
I don't think so.
How How long was that Jigong Tong in existence? Do you have any knowledge?
No, I don't.
When you were growing up, there, you don't recall the...
I know it was down Apple Plaza Street on the upstairs. I know they have a little place upstairs.
Uh-huh.
I've been up there a couple of times. I remember.
So it was still going on then for a little while?
Yeah.
No, because here. Most of the people here are Bing Gong Tong or...
No, that's a Tong, that's a different...
Oh, yeah, well,
Jigong Tong, that's
Jigong
Tong. That's a different kind.
Different kind of
Tong. Yeah. That's not a... That's an association, right? But it's not that kind of association. See?
Okay, what was it then?
In the Hapsing Hong is different, see? This Hapsing Bing Gong is different altogether.
Okay.
They believe on a different thing. I don't know what, just like Kok Ming Tong, you know,
uh-huh.
All that, see, you uh-huh. know?
Yeah. Did you ever belong to any
no.
of those? Did your father belong to any other?
He belonged to Hap Sing Hong.
Uh-huh.
He was the president for a while.
How long was he the president?
Oh, quite a few years.
Did he help to found the Tong here?
I think he did. Yeah, I think he did, yeah.
Uh-huh.
George tell you a lot about it. Because, you know, he hang around the Chinese people, see, he knows them.
Oh, I see.
You know, I never did hang around Chinatown.
Oh.
You know what I mean? I'm always out. Mm-hmm. He's riding motorcycle all over, you know.
What, you know, why was that?
Oh, that's the way I feel. I don't want to hang around them. Like those guys hang around, play more, yep, all that. Mm-hmm. I never did.
Yeah. How about any other, you know, say, groups that your father belonged to?
No, I don't think so. I think
did he belong to, say, the family association?
No, we didn't have enough young down of science to belong to any kind of a family group.
So did he belong to, say,
Hap Sing and that's all.
The district organization?
No.
They didn't have Hoi Ping either?
No, they don't have those.
And I don't think...
No, they don't have. Yeah. They don't have the.
Well, they had the.
Lei Ga Gong So, all that.
Well,
Sei Sing, all that.
Gong Zhao.
Yeah, Gong Zhao. But they don't. We don't have.
Yeah, because now there is the Hoi Ping.
Yeah.
So the.
Sei Kiu, yeah.
The then how about religion? Was religion
no.
practice in your family?
No,
how
no.
How about Bai Sun? You know.
No. No, Dad never did that.
How about your mother?
No.
Did she ever go up to the temple or?
No.
To.
Never did.
So when the.
In fact, across the street from us, on Ferguson Alley, it used to be a Jigong Hong. No. What the? A miao.
Oh, the temple?
Yeah, temple.
Which temple?
Gongzhou.
Gongzhou Temple.
Yeah.
So could anybody go into
yeah.
the Gongzhou Temple?
Yeah.
You don't have to belong to
no,
the
you don't
district.
Have to. All you want a little donation. You
uh-huh.
give you a little, you know, one of those, you know, incense.
Uh-huh.
You burn the 5 cents of nickel or this.
Uh-huh. Oh, I see. Yeah. So did you ever go into the mule to do that?
No, I just go in and take a look at it. That's about all. I don't believe in those things.
Well, when was that new move?
After you tear down Chinatown.
Were you around when they were doing that?
No, I was up when I was around, but I never did go down Chinatown too much to watch them move it.
Uh-huh. So you didn't see any
the
movie. The
fixture, everything like that. No, I didn't see any.
Did you know any of the difficulties that were?
No, they didn't have too much difficulty. No.
No.
Moving? No. They never did have too much difficulty in moving.
Uh-huh.
In fact, my dad and mother was the last one out of the alley, the Ferguson Alley,
why
out of Chinatown. They don't want to move. We got a house on them, everything, but they don't want to move.
So what made them finally go?
Well, they have to tear it down. Finally, that's the last one there, they have to tear it down.
So then?
They have to then move down with my brother. In fact, we got a house for it on right next to Chinatown, in the new Chinatown. We bought a house from my mother and father, but they don't want to move there.
Was it, what street was that on?
Solano.
That's not too far.
No,
from
no, from Chinatown,
Chinatown.
Yeah. Then we ran it out to my brother-in-law,
uh-huh.
Doyen Lo.
Uh-huh. so he lived there.
Yeah, he lived there, and then he moved back up to Frisco. Uh-huh. That's when we sold.
Oh, so your folks never did move up there?
No, never did.
So when old Chinatown was torn down, then did he ever?
No.
Start up a new business then?
No, he was too old.
I see.
That
was in by the 30s.
No, he's still pretty old. He was 70 something years old.
How old was he when he died?
Well, I think 98 or 99, but they say it's more than that. It's 4 or 5 years more. He's older than that.
So what year was it that he died?
From the 40s. 46 or 47, somewhere around.
So he would have been born in 1848.
Yeah, somewhere around. I seen some of that passport he came over with, the ship. It say steam and sail. Mm-hmm. That's all I say, steam and sail.
Mm-hmm. Do you still have those passports?
I don't, my brother might have.
Which brother?
Frank, he lives up here.
Would you be able to find those passports? We would really love to, take a look at them.
I asked them.
Would you please?
Yeah, I asked them.
Because those are so rare.
I asked
something like that is really rare and would be so interesting, for people to see the kind of passports, that were used
that
in
time,
those days.
They don't call us Chinese. They call us Mongolian.
Uh-huh. On the...